Welcome to another edition of Off the Record. I am your host, Andres Segovia, and in this episode, I gotta talk about Trump. I gotta talk about the recession. I gotta talk about all these claims of him being a racist. And I gotta talk about how we got here. And that's the first thing I'm gonna start with. But first, I wanna make mention that this is not the first time I actually try recording this. I usually go off on a tangent. And as much as I would love for you to hear just how off the hinge I can get when I get riled up, I figured, why not tone down the rhetoric just a bit for this one, because you guys already get a lot of the shouting matches on the media, in the news, celebrities talking, Twitter, or social media in general. So I wanted to keep this as calm as I could and collective as well. So instead of going on a 30-minute rant, I'm going to try to keep this as condensed as possible, because I am driving and I'm getting to somewhere where I need to pick something up. So I'm gonna keep this as concise as possible and informative. So first, why is the media talking about the recession? Is it real? Is it coming? I've talked about the possibilities of a recession and what it might mean to you if you're looking into home buying on the main show. So if you haven't heard that episode, by all means, please check it out. And of course, always tune in to my real estate news roundup for the latest news on that front, because things are always changing and I want you to be informed about your financial decisions. So let's get to the heart of it, though, about this whole recession dealio. And to get there, I gotta first rewind the clocks back about 3 years. I say about 3 years because we're 3 years into Trump, and next year's an election cycle. Hint, hint, why you're hearing all these news. Ever since Trump was elected, November 2016, the media has been trying to, or the Democrats too, delegitimize him. Immediately, there was a secret summit from the tech companies, Microsoft, Google, Facebook, Twitter, immediately after the election, where they met up and started talking about algorithms, how they can sway information on making sure that Trump doesn't get reelected. In the meanwhile, the Democrats ramped up any proceedings to say there was some kind of manipulation or election meddling, so they can delegitimize Trump so they can get Clinton voted in. Because they said, oh, she won the popular vote. Trump shouldn't have won because the Electoral College voted him in. In a democracy, I understand why people think that the majority rule. But the thing is, the Democrats only care about democracy when it rules in their favor. The reason we have the Electoral College is to give the same amount of weight in votes to those that are not as strong as the most populous states. So now I'm talking about the flyover states, because everybody overlooks them. They were being labeled white, racist, homophobe, sexist, angry males that went out to vote for Trump over Hillary. Yeah, they wanted Trump in, but didn't mind that a black man was president 2 terms in a row. Huh? Whatever. Let's get to the matter at hand. The point is, the Electoral College is there for a reason, and it works. So they couldn't meddle with that. They tried changing some stuff, and of course they weren't going to get that support. So they started an investigation. It was Russia that helped Trump get elected. It was collusion. And for 2.5 years, millions of dollars of taxpayer money was spent on trying to prove that Trump is a puppet of Vladimir Putin, when all signs point to Obama being the one that was a puppet for Putin, who didn't do jack squat when Russia was moving in on Syria, when they were moving on to Ukraine, and Trump steps in, Russia stops. Go figure, huh? Go figure. I wonder what Trump is doing as a quid pro quo with Russia. But for 2.5 years, the Mueller report and everything, the investigations, the scandals, and nothing came up. There were snitches, there were whistleblowers, there were leakers within the White House, and Trump still got things done. He still managed to focus on work with all this craziness happening in the background. Man, that's crazy, man. That is crazy. So he still got all this stuff done. And when the Mueller report came out and they couldn't prove that Russia was involved, so that means the president is basically exonerated. He's innocent until proven guilty. So under the letter of the law, he is innocent. So since he's declared innocent by the statutes of law, the Democrats like, crap, that was over the summer, right? So what's the next move? Fine, let's hit him in the jugular. What is... what is Trump's greatest strength? The economy. Sorry, folks, a police officer just, I guess, got an emergency call and got in front of me. So what are you hitting on the jugular? The economy, stupid. Like, record low unemployment levels for minorities, blacks and Hispanics. No one's talking about the Conivis. You don't want to talk about the border. Obama is the one who was putting the little kids in cages, but the media didn't talk about that because they didn't want to show that Obama was being racist against Latinos. But a white man's president's like, oh yeah, look, he's being a racist. It was Obama who ended the family separations on the border. But nothing to see here, right? Because that favors Trump. So let's hit him on that. And when they hit on the recession, that's why you're hearing that talk. It's like, oh, the recession here, the recession there. No, it's a tech bubble. A tech bubble and the trade warfare, mostly with China, but also because other economies around the world are struggling to figure things out for themselves as they're developing. So the whole concern about, oh my goodness, look, the economy sucks here in the United States. No, far from it. Compared to what Obama was, that was a disaster, but the media made sure that they covered all that up and even skewed the employment numbers so they didn't factor in 100 million people that weren't working. So when you have that kind of a coalition to either cover up or to actively go against an opposition and president, it's really hard to cut through all the noise because you gotta somehow get above all these guys and say, yo, these guys are wrong. But look, there's all the news outlets are saying it. So how can all of them be wrong? Because they're all in one freaking camp. That's why. So anyway, they couldn't delegitimize the president. They couldn't get him indicted. So they started hitting recession. Because if they can get people to believe that we're in a recession from here to election day next year, then they have done a great job in manipulating the media or the people through the media to believe the lie. Second, he's a racist. Yeah, he keeps condemning white supremacist groups. So what you're saying is you support Ku Klux Klan? He just finished condemning them. What else do you expect him to say? No, it's because, you know, he's an angry white man. Therefore, he is racist. You know, that's what sucks about being a white person nowadays, because the media automatically label you. When I confronted our congresswoman at the time that represented my district, she did a little town hall meeting at a house that are in our neighborhood. I went up to her during the height of the social class warfare between the haves and the haves not during Obama, and I went up to her and said, what new how are you going to change the landscape or at least represent us when you get to Washington DC? Because I look at this white person standing next to me and I'm like, I feel bad for you because you're racist. And I had that in front of her, and she's like, everybody knows I was a Hillary person. It's like, yeah, that doesn't answer the question. You're representing us, so how are you going to go to Washington to represent us? Are you going to help change the dialogue because you're a Democrat and you're speaking to Democrats, or are you just going to go with the flow? That is the problem, that these leftists create a narrative, and they run with it, and people believe them because they control the media. Look, people are starting to see through the lies. Trump is the only one, the only person that has gone against the media to great effect and putting them in check. When impeachment proceedings, you did a quid pro quo with Ukraine even though there's no proof of it. It's like, so, you know, you're responsible for it. Oh, what are you accusing me of? Doing the same thing that Biden did? Because what he did was worse than that, what you're claiming that I did. It's like, oh crap, you're not supposed to say that. And what do you mean Hillary and the DNC actually hired Ukraine to dig up dirt on the Trump campaign? You're not supposed to tell us that. You're the one that colluded, Trump. You're the one that did it. And because you won, you can't use our rules against us. That's what the reality of it is. They're so desperate to remove this guy off the presidency that they're basically guaranteeing a re-election for Trump. So you're going to be hearing more about the recession. You're going to be always hearing the shrill, loud voices that he's a racist. Where's the proof? There's none proof, but just take my word for it. Because Joseph Goebbels, Nazi propagandist under the Hitler regime in Germany, said, repeat a lie enough times and it becomes the truth. That's exactly what the leftists in this country are doing. The devil mixes the truth with lies. And they keep lying and making sure that you believe it. And a lot of people are falling for it. So it's our job to set the record straight. And I'm glad Trump is taking him to task for it. Look, I was not a Trump supporter. I was walking away from the ballot box without having voted for a presidency or a president in the last election. But a part of me felt like, which individual has worked so hard to try to earn my vote? And I have yet to see someone that worked as hard as Trump to get my vote. I'm like, you know what? I better not regret this. But I guess I'm going to go back into the ballot box and fill in Trump. And I did do that. Then I cast my ballot, which was something I have never, ever done. And honestly, he's the right man for the right job, but is he the most stellar person? Look, he's an egomaniacal maniac. I'm not gonna hide that. He's a punk, but at least he's directing the punkishness to the lefty. He's taking him to task, and I'm very happy about that. Well, I just got to my location, so I gotta wrap this up. So the point is, that is why you're hearing about the recession. That is why you're hearing about these racist shrills, and that's why they're trying to start impeachment proceedings without proof. Because they're so desperate to remove this guy from presidency. Because they think that if they remove him and they get Pence in, that Pence has no shot at winning the presidency next year. Because he'll lose to a leftist wacko because Pence is too conservative. They hate both of them. They don't care for Trump. Ask yourself, what are they doing? For the past 3 years, all they have done is complain about the president. What have they done in your service? They think that all you give a damn about is what is how you feel about Trump. That is not serving your constituents at all. Folks, you need to really think about your votes. That's the only way you can speak up, by voting these idiots out of office. We saw the most egregious move against the popular vote. And here's where this whole democracy argument the Democrats make falls apart. Because they say, oh, the majority voted this way, the population, so Hillary should have won, not the Electoral College. Oh, now you care about the will of the people? Because you know what the Democrats did here in California? Remember, California is predominantly Democrat. It's a blue state. 60% of the California electorate in the last election during the midterm voted down Proposition 10 that would have basically installed a rent cap statewide. What did the super liberal majority in the Assembly, the Senate, and eventually the governor of the state do? They passed a statewide rent cap against your will in the name of the supposed greater good. You see, they don't give a damn about democracy. They only give a damn about their own agenda. They don't care about you. They never did. All they care is about creating a welfare state so they can enslave the weak-minded. They can enslave the less abled. In the name of fairness and kindness, they disguise their hatred. They install abortion clinics in all minority areas. Yeah, good luck finding those in Beverly Hills. Because they want to control you. They want to eliminate you. And they want to keep you on food stamps. They don't want you to succeed, because you succeed, you see the truth, and you realize, holy smokes, I earned this dollar. Why are you taking so much of my money away, Democrats? We live in a democratic republic, not a democracy, a representation of the people. And they, as a people, decided that we needed an electoral college so it's not too skewed or an unbalanced representation when it comes to presidential elections. That is genius. So, folks, that's the bottom line. Democrats don't give a damn about you. Let me rephrase. Today's Democratic Party doesn't give a damn about you. Not all Democrats are the same, okay? And I acknowledge that. And Trump is hitting the media where it hurts. So he keeps it up. I'm going to back him. He's got to. These media types got to know they're not going to always get their way. And that's it for my thought process on this one. I kept it shorter than every other recording I've done on this topic, so I'm glad about that. So I'm calling it on this one. So that means I'll see you on the next episode.